Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Way, way, way back machine, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, also from the Wayback Machine. And my website's thesmallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Manzo is here. He's founder and president of the California Business and Industrial Alliance, CABIA.org. Tom, is that right? Is that the correct website?
You got it.
So we're talking about this Private Attorneys General Act that California passed a dozen years ago that would allow attorneys to sue companies over even frivolous, and I mean ridiculously frivolous, so-called offenses, employment offenses, labor law offenses that basically are landmines, right? I mean, they're tripwire landmines set in front of people.
Nobody's going to get it right. I'm telling you right now, there's probably every employer in the state of California is probably doing something wrong.
They can't go through their daily work without violating one of these laws, and it's hurting. Give us an example of how. Tell us a story or two about how it's hurt specific businesses.
Well, so I want to tell you a story about a guy, and he'll allow me to tell the story. His name is Blaine E. Scotty, and he owns a company called Rock Creation. Neat place. So you learn how to climb on rocks. So, you know, a lot of kids go there. They have a lot of, you know, groups, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. This guy started working there as a young man and worked part-time while he was going to college, decided to stay and become the manager. Stayed longer and decided to buy this operation. And about 4 years ago, he was the sole owner of Rock Creation at two locations. One
this is a rock climbing type of entertainment activity?
Right. Yeah, so they have about 85 employees. A lot of them are part-time. But the problem is when you have a part-time employee, you got to be really cautious with them because if they work less than 6 hours, you don't have to provide them a lunch. If they work 6 hours and 10 seconds, you mm-hmm. need to make sure you provide them a lunch. And they're dealing with a lot of kids. So you got a lot of college kids and high school kids.
And when you say provide them a lunch, you mean time off. They have to have a break for a lunch. Yeah.
Right. So if somebody's working, you know, 6 hours part time, 5 hours part time. I mean, so sometimes it's a mess trying to keep track of all of this.
Yeah.
So he got entangled in one of these, and it's going to cost him probably $400,000.
What did you do to get entangled?
Take a loan for it. Again, it was the paycheck stub, and they looked at
the paycheck stub. What was wrong with the paycheck stub?
Well, they right away say, "Hey, wait a minute! You know, we want to look at the time cards because we want to see how many hours did they work. Did they end up working anything past 6 hours?" And there was people on there. You could have one person, and the person punched out at 6:01, 6:02.
And then these are private law firms, right? This is not the California Department of Labor. These are private law firms
who are out there
terrorizing and preying on companies. So basically, you could say it's a private company legitimately preying on another private company.
Absolutely.
Think about that, folks. Think about that. That sounds like the jungle, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, so this was just on one person. But what the problem is because it becomes a class action. So this employee now represents everybody. So if he's got, wow. you know, 80 part-time people, then 80 part-time people are in this class. And before you know it, it all starts adding up.
And we know what happens when these class actions are settled. The people get pennies and the attorneys get millions.
Correct. Absolutely. They right off the top, no matter what the settlement is, they're getting anywhere between 33% and 40%.
And what you're saying is then is it's gonna cost that company $400,000, that small business $400,000 for doing something that nobody really didn't really hurt anybody. There was no damage. Nobody was hurt, harmed, or anyway. They just tripped a landmine.
Here's a perfect example. You could have every Thanksgiving, you decide I'm going to give a gift card to a grocery store for $25, and I'm going to give it to this person. Thank you. You're a good employee. And this particular gift card, if this person works overtime, you got to calculate that as a flat rate bonus into the overtime.
Wow.
And you've got to true it up. It could be a matter of $2.
Even if you're a small business, there's no abatement for any size small business?
No abatement.
Wow.
No, I mean, absolutely none.
Think about that, folks.
This is how people get tripped up.
Yeah.
It's on
and again, we're not talking about regulators coming in and calling on you, which is their job to enforce laws. We're talking about other small businesses in the form of a law firm, a regular private law firm, coming in and preying on you and terrorizing your company and sucking money out of your company. The government doesn't get that money, right? It's a lawsuit that they file.
They get a little bit, but not much. The attorneys throw a little bit at it, but the government right now, they're not managing these PAGA claims. They have a PAGA unit. They have a labor workforce development agency. They can't even handle sending out the PAGA notices,
right?
Let alone get involved with anything.
And we wonder why businesses have fled California to Colorado and Nevada. Folks, I've been reporting. I've been telling you about it for 20 years. I've been telling you about this. We come back. Tom's organization is taking these people to court. They're suing these people to stop this. And we're going to see what his progress is after the break. Tintail, the website, by the way, folks, is cabia.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.